It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe Labor Day has come and gone. Big shout out to all my running friends who did the race on Labor Day in St. Charles for the orphanage. It was a great weekend of running over Labor Day. And of course, the Fisher Cat season is over. And I just want to put a big shout out to the owner, Art Solomon, and the president and CEO, Mike Ramshaw. They've allowed us to get the oral health message out through the campaign where children brush and floss in between visits when they go to a participating dentist, and they earn tickets to the Fisher Cats game, which then allows them to go on the field, and it gives us an opportunity to spread the oral health message. And speaking of oral health, which is the core of what I do for a living, believe it or not, with me this weekend is Dr. Bob Urban. You're one of our great dentist consultants in-house at Northeast Delta Dental and a teacher at Tufts and former practicing dentist for a long time. So, Dr. Bob, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you've got a lot on your plate, and you probably don't want to see me on the weekends. During the week is enough, right?
Oh, thanks for the invite. No problem. Good to see you all the time.
Great. So, Bob, again, just to level set the listening audience, because our audience ship is growing and growing by leaps and bounds, could you remind people of your history in terms of, you know, where you went to school and the years you practiced and then, you know, teaching at Tufts, et cetera?
Yeah, I started out at getting a bachelor's at University of Massachusetts Amherst. I got my doctoral at Tufts University School of Dental Medicine. Did a residency for a year in Philadelphia General Hospital, which is University of Pennsylvania Teaching Hospital. And 25 years of practice, 48 years of teaching at Tufts, and 15 years on the CDCA, which is the licensing board for dentists.
And you still do those tests.
And I'm still doing those tests, yeah.
Great.
And I've been at Northeast Delta Dental now for almost 11 years, I guess, believe it or not.
It's been, we're blessed to have Bob. Today's topic is going to be on white fillings versus amalgam fillings. But before we get to that, since you mentioned Tufts, tell us, you know, the evolution that you've seen when you, I think as when you graduated, there may not have been any women graduates. And I just recently got a statistic that for the first time in the United States, more students are entering. The women gender has a slightly majority of that. But I think in your first class, there were no women, right?
Yeah, when I graduated, we started with no women. We ended with no women. I think in the whole school at that time, there may have been two women. And the ethnic diversity was very, very limited. Now, when I'm there, it's a majority of women, small majority, majority of women, and very, very international. So when you get on the elevator, there can be 10 different countries represented. So it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, it's great to see that the diversity, and it's incredible. If you've never been down to the sort of redeveloped Tufts Dental School, it's pretty awesome. So you also, as we mentioned, you also do exams for the students, you know, graduating. So tell us about how that process is, and what have you seen? You know, you've done these for decades, so I'm assuming that the students are just as qualified as students way back, and maybe even more in terms of techniques.
Well, there's more to learn technique wise, but the exams that we give are fairly basic examinations. being on the competency board, we actually administer all of the exams. We don't give the licenses. The licenses are a state venue, so we give all the grades. They have to go through us. We give the grades to the states, and the states do what they want with them, but it's usually us that will either pass or fail these the students, and I've been everywhere. Ohio State, University of Michigan, NYU.
It's amazing when I see Bob at the Delta Dental campus. He's telling me he just came back from Ohio. He just came back from New York, and it's really, you're doing a real mitzvah, a good deed, I think, because I am assuming that there may be. Do they have a shortage of examiners, or are people willing to do it?
Not really, but I've been doing it for a while, and so I get called on a lot. Sometime at the last minute, a couple of months ago, they called me when I was at Delta on a Monday. I was supposed to be at Delta on Tuesday. I went in to see my boss, Dr. Cox. I said, I'm not going to gonna be in tomorrow. I'm going to the university. He said, oh, where are you going? And I said, University of Buffalo. He said, oh, that's great. That's where he had graduated
exactly.
from.
Exactly. Okay. So Don Cox, who Bob mentioned, Dr. Don Cox is the dental director at Northeast Delta Dental. He works with Dr. Bob Urban and who also works, obviously, with Dr. Joe Arante, who we just had on the show a couple of weeks ago. So Don was a graduate of Buffalo. So I'm glad he let you go. That's awesome. And, of course, we have other Delta Dental connections. Dr. David Hedstrom, who is a former chair of the Delta Dental Plan of New Hampshire Board, and Dr. Dave Bosch, who's current chair of Delta Dental Plan of Vermont, also connect at these exams. So that's great. It's great to see. So I'm going to use for today's topic, I'm going to keep it simple. Silver fillings and white fillings. I know there are different words for it. So let's talk about amalgam fillings. I just use the term silver and composite or white fillings, and just kind of level set the audience in terms of what they are and why the difference.
Well, the amalgam fillings have been around probably 150 years. And amalgams are an amalgamation of mercury, silver, tin, and copper. The mercury pretty much gets compounded, does get compounded with the other elements, and the mercury is not a free mercury anymore. So the ADA has deemed it very safe.
And the ADA being the American Dental Association. Great.
And World Health Organization has said the same. Composites are basically a resin matrix, which is plastic. It's glass particles embedded in the liquid bis-GMA, which is the monomer. So they are more aesthetic, but certainly not more durable.
So I know in looking at our claim statistics, looking at big data at Northeast Delta Dental, you know, when I started my career here in 1995, and if you look at the claims statistic, the vast majority of the claims on fillings were amalgam. And over this 25-year period, there has been an evolution to the white or composite fillings. Yet, obviously, when I talk to my dentist, I know that there are times when an amalgam filling, you know, still may be the best way to go. So maybe explain, I know patients, you know, some parents want to make sure their children have the composite fillings from an aesthetic point of view, but I think maybe you might want to repeat the fact that amalgams are safe, and there may be occasional situations where the amalgam actually may be the better choice.
Yeah, well, I have a prejudice towards amalgam. Composites are more expensive because they're more time-consuming to place if they're done correctly. They're technique sensitive, which means that dryness, you can't really put them in a pool of saliva, not that you would the amalgams either. The positive on the composites is they're white, but they don't always stay white. Now, you've always seen people smile even with their front teeth, and you'll see this darkened area in between their teeth, which is usually a composite that's stained. It's either stained on the surface or it's stained through leakage, because composites do leak. The margins of the fillings are actually start breaking down the day you put them in, whereas amalgams are just the opposite. So you get a much longer time span with an amalgam than you would with a composite.
And the composites, if you don't have dental coverage, a composite, is more expensive. Some of our dental plans at Northeast Delta Dental will cover composite. Other plans will cover the equivalent of the amalgam, and then the patient would be responsible for the difference between what Delta Dental pays for the amalgam filling versus the composite. And it's interesting. I like, you know, in our sort of offline discussion, obviously, there should be a discussion between the dentist and the patient and then a decision made.
Well, I think that's really important. I think that the doctor should give the patients, if he can, should give those patients a choice. I've got a couple of stories I can tell you that have happened at Tufts Dental School. Maybe we could do it in the second half of this program. But it bothers me when a lot of doctors will say, well, we're a metal-free practice, which means that 50% of the choice is taken away from them. And if it's explained to them, sometimes the patients will go for the opposite choice than the doctor wants to put in, as long as it's not harmful.
Right, and we've made the point now twice that the World Health Organization and the American Dental Association deems, you know, amalgam safe. So I think I know I get that question. I'm obviously not a dentist, but when I'm on the road, I'm sort of identified with dental and Delta, and I occasionally get asked that. And then when, you know, when I'm asked by our group purchasers, you know, should we cover completely the composite filling, that's, again, really up to what the employer wants to pay for the dental plan for their employees. And just, again, not to bore people, but the dental plan is, it's really the choice of the employer. And if they want the white fillings to be covered completely, that'll add about 2%, you know, on the premium. And a lot of employers say, well, no, then we'll just cover the equivalent of the amalgam filling and my employees can pay the difference between, let's say, you know, whatever, you know, $130 and $170 or something like that. All right. Well, why don't you tell us one of those tough dental stories, and then we'll break for a commercial.
Well, lots of times when the students, they usually come into, it's a four-year program at Tufts, and they come into the clinic in the end of their second year, and sometimes they'll have each other work on each other, and of course they're enamored by the white fillings, even being dental students. And more than once, I've had students have the white fillings put in, especially in the posterior areas, and it's bothered them for one reason or another, and by the time they're seniors, they'll come up to me and say, Dr. Urban, could you please take this out for me and put a silver filling in. So this is coming from dental students. And
that's funny because, again, and that's kind of the point that I made earlier. Again, I'm not a dentist in the spirit of transparency, but yeah, in the back teeth, sometimes, you know, the amalgam filling makes sense. So cool. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffia with Dr. Bob Urban, one of our great dentist consultants in-house at Northeast Delta Dental and a longtime teacher at Tufts Dental School, as well as a longtime practitioner and someone that stays current because the newly minted dentists that you see in the field now may have been tested by Dr. Bob Urban. He does a great job, and as I mentioned before the commercial break, oftentimes when I see him around the campus, he's, you know, flying back from Buffalo or some other parts of New York or Ohio or Michigan, having just completed some dental exams. And again, in terms of dental schools, in the spirit of transparency, several years ago, Northeast Delta Dental made the lead donation to start the only dental school in northern New England, the University of New England. And those graduates are starting to populate Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. So it's really great for me to see the circle, if you will. You know, we started the dental school, and now the graduates are becoming Northeast Delta Dental participating dentists. With Tufts Dental School, we have a major scholarship program, so many of the students who go to Tufts Dental are enabled to have a Delta Dental scholarship, so that's really cool as well. So back to Dr. Bob. So you mentioned one story of a Tufts student who was enamored initially with the white filling on the back teeth, but by the end of his four-year stay, was starting to hurt, and he went to the silver. So I got to hear the second story, so let's hear this.
Well, the second story is really kind of cool. So I'm in the clinic, and one of the students called me over to help him with the elderly woman who was sitting in the chair, a very nice lady. And she only had, I think she had 10 or 12 teeth in the lower and nothing on the upper. And he was about to do a filling on one of her back lower teeth, and I said, what are you going to do? He says, I'm going to do a composite. I said, oh. So I said, and I usually say this in front of the patient, I said, have you told the patient that the composite filling will last a few years? Silver filling, no guarantees, could last 20 or 30 years. You really need to tell the patient that. And of course, she overheard me, so she says to me, oh, doctor, she says, I would love to have the filling that lasts that long, but I'm saving for an upper denture, and I'm sure I can't afford it. I took her by the arm and said, ma'am, this is your lucky day.
That it's just the opposite, that it's less expensive and lasts
and
longer.
So she said, why wouldn't I do that? Well, she wasn't going to do it because it wasn't presented to her. So, you know, the moral of the story is you really need to educate the patients and my students.
Yeah, on the, it's like you said, it's a cosmetic versus durability. Obviously, as parents, you know, we want our children to have, you know, nice looking teeth. So there's sort of the bias to the composite fillings, but patients definitely and parents should be provided with the choice and also the information on both. Why don't you, because durability obviously is more in favor with the amalgam versus the composite. So talk about the progression, you know, how we go from like a, you know, one surface filling to a two or three surface filling, then eventually, you know, a crown, and then ultimately, if you can afford it, the implant. So tell us about that progression and the repeated replacement process.
Just getting back to what you said about children, and my son was not a child. He's a 37-year-old corporate attorney, but he had a couple very, very small cavities, and I filled them with silver amalgam.
I like it. Good story.
So the problem with cutting into a tooth, you have a finite number of times that you can do that before the nerve says, ouch, you get too far into the tooth, you take too much tooth structure away, it just happens. So the less times that you can touch a tooth, the less times the material is going to become more extensive. So, I mean, if you've done a composite and you have to replace it every 3 or 4 years, eventually it's going to become a crown. It's going to might become an endo, root canal. Might become an extraction, an implant. It might sound like a doom and gloom story, but I mean, personally, I would rather have something put in that's going to be there for 30 years and I don't have to revisit it. And again, there's no guarantees, I've always said to my patients, but that's, you know, that's the science.
Yeah, that's a great way of explaining it. And, you know, those of us in the listening audience that are in your 50s and 60s, I mean, you know that progression, you know, something that was, you know, a minor filling when you were a young adult. At this point in your life, it probably is a crown, and then once that cracks, you know, then you're getting an implant. And so, in any event, that was a great explanation. And there are, you know, there are definitely reasons as well, though, for the composite filling. I mean, I think, again, you know, when I talk to young parents who have young adult children, and they just really bias towards having the, you know, the white filling, and I think as long as the, you know, the dentist is explaining, you know, it may not last, the longevity may not be as much as the amalgam. And then to your point, Dr. Bob, making sure people understand that, you know, the mercury in amalgam is safe, then the decision really rests with the, you know, with the patient, you know, or the parent. And again, as I mentioned this earlier, for the group plans, the group dental plans at Northeast Delta Dental, some do cover the white filling completely, and others pay the amalgam fee as a substitute, and then you as the patient pay the dentist the difference between what an amalgam filling would cost versus the white filling. And as Bob said, I mean, it's with the second anecdote, I mean, the amalgam filling lasts longer and ironically is, you know, less expensive. So, Bob, I get this question a lot, and I just want to dig into your gray matter and your history because you've been around a long time and yet you've stayed up to date. So, as you know, we're exploring the Medicaid population, adding the dental benefits to the adults, which we do not have in New Hampshire and Maine, and in Vermont we do, but we do have children Medicaid coverage for dental in all three states. And what seems to, there's a lot of literature now on something called silver diamine fluoride, and they're actually, you know, encouraging it, you know, in the Medicaid children population. So can you describe that for the listening audience?
Well, I mean, the theory behind that is similar to the theory of sealants. Sealants don't really kill off bacteria, but the silver diamide is actually either bacteriostatic or bactericidal. So if you can catch some of the bacteria on the top surfaces of the teeth before they penetrate into the second layer of tooth, which is the dentin, then perhaps you can stop the decay process. I haven't read scientific evidence on this, but I know having gone into practice a long time ago, some of the previous dentists were using silver nitrate to paint the cavity preparations before they fill the teeth back in the 30s, 40s, 50s. And that seemed to work because every time you take a filling out and I'd see all that blackness underneath there, there wouldn't be any decay. it's certainly a good preventive measure. And other than the fact it may turn some of the back teeth a little bit dark, and I don't know if that's temporary or whether that will reverse itself.
Okay, so more to come on that. Now, you mentioned sealant. And of course, in Concord area, for the Concord area, we have the Concord Sealant Coalition, and we actually, again, in terms of big data, we actually have really good data, which demonstrates and suggests that sealants have helped improve the oral health of children in the Concord area. So what you were starting to explain it. So tell us what a sealant is.
Well, a sealant is usually put on the top surfaces of molar teeth. The teeth in the back are bicuspids. And if you take a look at your teeth, they have all these little nooks and crannies on the top of the teeth where food can get lodged. And when the food gets lodged in there, the bacteria goes nuts and they want to start the decay process through an acid. What happens is with the sealants, it kind of eliminates all of those little grooves and those little pits and fissures, nooks and crannies that the bacteria can hide in. And it's a good preventive measure. But they have to be put on properly, too. They can't be put on and be leaking because that can cause even more damage.
Good point. In our Health Through Oral Wellness, or HOW program, which is powered by Provisor, the software company that we acquired and installed for free, this Provisor / HOW software, and most opportunity dentists have it in their office. We also have something, if you score 3, 4, or 5, you're entitled to additional cleanings during the calendar year, because as Bob has explained before, the 2 cleanings a year was really just based on, you know, print ads and others, radio ads perhaps, where we were saying, you know, go to the dentist twice a year, where some of us actually may need 4 cleanings, and technically others might need 1 every 2 years. But one of the enhanced services is fluoride varnish, where I know that since my score is 3, they scheduled me for my 3rd cleaning, but before they finish up the current cleaning, they apply adult fluoride varnish. So what is that, Bob?
Well, that's another preventive measure where actually the varnish, it's almost like a polyurethane cover where it'll penetrate some of the enamel and just prevent the bacteria again from getting in there, and the fluoride for remineralization. If there is something starting, the fluoride could help in remineralizing some of those areas so that you don't have to have a filling done in the area.
So if you're a Delta Dental subscriber of Northeast Delta Dental and you go to a participating dentist, and hopefully everybody is using Provisor / HOW, and your score is a 3, 4, or 5, make sure you ask your hygienist about the adult fluoride varnish. And I know, like, they, as I leave, they say nothing cold or hot for like 2 hours or something like that. So, Bob, we have about 30 seconds. Let's do what I call a quick lightning round. So, manual toothbrush or electric toothbrush?
I use a manual. Electric might be good for people that like the feeling, and also it might get kids to brush more.
But both can be effective.
Right.
I know, whatever gets you to brush. So if electric toothbrush floats your boat, do that. If it's manual, I like a manual myself. Fluoride. And toothpaste. So when you go to into a supermarket or drugstore now, you see a plethora of toothpaste. Are there anything in particular we should be looking for?
Something with fluoride in it. The fluoride will work. A toothbrush with just water will work too, but the fluoride helps. Some of the other ones, the whitening ones, they're okay, but the reason they're whitening is they probably are more abrasive. So if you have some sensitivity problems, you might have to go into a Sensodyne. That's not as abrasive. It's when I walk into CVS, I get my mind blown.
It's amazing, but as long as there's fluoride, that's what you'd be looking for. And last question, floss, you know, floss on a stick versus manual floss. I guess the answer would be whichever gets you to floss.
Yeah, I like those little picks too. Those, I think Butler makes some little green picks, little Christmas trees. You can just sit there, watch TV, and just do that.
And I'll put a plug in for my dentist friends. But you can see your dentist twice or more a year, and they can do their best. But if you don't brush and floss in between, you're still going to have issues. So, Dr. Bob, thank you for joining me this weekend.
And thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being on the Delta Dental team.